Grace, peace, and yours from the God who so loves this world. Amen. I've noticed a pattern. Started reading scripture more seriously. A lot of scripture takes place in our first story, in fact, with the Canaanites in the wandering of into Canaanite land by the Israelites. This happens after a 40-year stint in the desert. Moses has led people out of Egypt them to a new land. It is there that we are told that Passover is about to take place. Now, before you get horrified at the thought of a second circumcision, know that this is a different generation, that the old one had passed on, and these are the people who are to go into the promised land. Similarly, in the gospel today, we find a wayward son, a son who has been asked for half the property and gone out and squandered it. Lived a destitute life, but not so destitute as it was dissolute. Is that the right word?
Dissolute.
I couldn't think of the word then. I can't pronounce it now. And so, we ask ourselves in this story, who are we? Are we the son who sold our father's property, who went into a new area, trying to figure out who we were, leaving home for the first time, and maybe not so successfully doing so? Older brother, whose anger and frustration seems all too real, as the father comforts his other son? Or are we the father who welcomes in the child that we had not seen in years, longed for this whole time they were gone? So, what have you all heard? Who are you in the story? Who have we called our? Or perhaps are we the prodigal father, the one who's more than willing to share the abundance? One person this morning who will become fashionable today thought of themselves as the fat. We won't mention any names. But both the first scripture in the Old Testament and the gospel text leave something important out. And that is revealed in the New Testament text. That God is reconciling everything to God's self. That no matter where we come from, be it Egypt wandering the desert, or the brother returning home, or the brother that was always there, God loves us till the end. Perhaps this applies to not only ourselves, but to the entire body of Christ. We have wandered, we have strayed, we have not always followed God's teachings, but yet God celebrates our return to wherever that might be. Maybe sometimes we are the brother who's always followed it to a T and thought we got it all right, and God also dwells there. The reading from Joshua this morning says that on the day of Passover, the manna ceased and celebrations took place, and they ate the grains of the Canaanites. A new reality had taken hold. We are the beloved of God. And like the Israelites, and like the man returning home, we come home to a new home. Maybe it wasn't the one we always knew. Maybe it wasn't the one we had hoped for. But we come home to a new place. We changed. We are changed on that journey. And God gives us the freedom to go on it. To explore. To discover. I would not say to go into prostitutes. But one could. And we are never apart from God. God is always among us, even when we feel abandoned by God. But God sees us when we are far off and welcomes us. God is the one, after all of our wandering and all the unknowns, in great jubilation, runs to us and says, "Welcome home, my child. Let's have a party." God is the one who provides the rich food, the dances of celebration, and the one that reminds us that we are reconciled no matter what we do. God loves us so deeply that God does never leaves us in the wilderness. That God is always luring us to something better, the possibility of a new home. Amen.